Miseris, Per Gimel, Mishnah Vav, 3:6. We said in the previous Mishnah that a chatzer, a courtyard that affords security or privacy, may now require the taking of tithes as if it were the home proper. This Mishnah considers other structures inside the courtyard and how we treat those. So the first is gagos. Gagos are roofs, meaning you have a chatzer, inside the chatzer you have the home. What's with if one passed through the chatzer intending to bring his fruit onto the roof? Does the roof of one's home, which is of course inside the chatzer, have the requirement now to take tithes or not? So the Mishnah says, Hagagos paturin. No, roofs do not act the same way homes do. Afo pi shehem shel chatzer hachayavis. Even if the area around the roof is the kind of chatzer that would require the taking of tithes, if one is on the roof, he's not in the chatzer. The roof is its own separate domain. This, of course, assumes that the roof is 4x4 amos, so that it's its own separate domain. That being the case, a roof is a roof. It's not a chatzer. It's not a home. And therefore, the obligation to tithe doesn't kick in. As an aside, if the roof were less than 4x4 amos, it would not have its own separate rishus status, separate domain status. And that being the case, it very likely would be subordinate to the home, according to the Rambam, or to the Bartanura, according, it would be subordinate to the chatzer, the courtyard, and that being the case, those halachas would kick in as appropriate, depending on the status of the chatzer. Okay. Now, other structures that could be in and around a chatzer include the base sha'ar, a base sha'ar, which means the gatehouse. That is to say, there's a sort of like a little, like almost like a box, like a telephone booth, if you remember what those even are, that was stationed at the entrance to a courtyard where like a guard would sit, kind of like his home. At the entrance to the chatzer, according to the Bartanura, it's daf at the chatzer, not the home. An achsadra is it's a portico. It's if you have, let's say, like if you see them in the base of Mikdash had one, and it was common in Roman architecture. You basically have three walls, and then in front of the fourth wall, you have like a colonnade, a series of columns. So the area, I'll call it behind the colonnade, behind the columns, is like recessed and protected, and it's like a place all to itself, that has, you know, provides you shelter from the rain, etc., but it's not walled in on four sides. And then merpeset. A merpeset is a like a balcony, but somewhere between a hybrid between a balcony and a catwalk. That is to say, it's a balcony on the outside that would afford you access to other doors on the upper level of the property, and we're walking on the outside of the building along the edifice. So in all those cases, hare elu kachatzer, says Tanakama, will treat the base sha'ar, the gatehouse, the achsadra, the portico, and the merpeset, the balcony, all as if they were extensions of and part of the chatzer, meaning that if this is the kind of chatzer which does require tithing because it affords the requisite security or privacy, then so too will this base sha'ar, achsadra, and merpeset. And if not, meaning this chatzer is not that kind of chatzer that requires the taking of tithes, so then neither will the beis shar, achsadra, or peset. Im chayav is chayav, and im patur paturim, as the Mishnah says, if it's a kind of courtyard that requires, then they require, and if not, then they are all exempt.